everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. The art of disciplining is a very fine one. As parents, you want to love your child and support them, but you also need to correct them from time to time and make sure that they learn from those experiences. There might be a fear of how to discipline or when it is appropriate, so make sure to keep listening as we discuss disciplining with love.
Hello, Mr. Pop.
Yesterday, we decided to head over to my in-laws and say hi. My brother-in-law and his two daughters were staying the night, and as it got later, he let his girls know that it was time for them to go to bed. And of course, they didn't want to. They wanted to stay up with the rest of us and hang out with Grandma and Grandpa, but they needed to go to sleep. And so he went and put them to bed. And his youngest daughter, who's almost two, cried for a little bit. You know, and then she promptly fell asleep. She was tired, and her dad knew that she was tired. And even though she didn't want to fall asleep, he knew that even if she did cry for a little, that she would eventually fall asleep and everything would be okay. And while she was crying, my husband, being the sweet man that he is, asked me if he should go pick her up so that she would stop crying. But I told him, no, it's her bedtime. You know, he said it's her bedtime and she's not the parent. He is. Sometimes, especially I feel more in this generation, parents are afraid to discipline their children. They're afraid the child will be traumatized or the child won't love them or they won't feel loved. And they want to be their best friend and only be associated with the fun parts of being a parent, without understanding that being a parent isn't only about the fun parts. It's about the tough and the learning parts as well. But because we love our children and we want the best for them, we need to understand that discipline is love. When we discipline our children, we show them that we love them and care for their well-being. Now, I don't want to confuse discipline with punishment because they're two completely different things and we'll discuss those differences later on. But there is nothing wrong with disciplining your child with love and letting them know that you are the parent and you are correcting them out of love and for their best interest. Just like my brother-in-law did, he let his daughter know it was time to go to bed. It's getting late. She didn't like it, and so she cried, and that's okay. She wasn't in any pain or any danger. She just didn't want to go to bed. But because her dad knew that she was tired and that she needed the rest, he put her to bed and she fell asleep. I think a lot of the fear as a parent also comes from our own experiences and how we were disciplined and how our parents were disciplined. Back then, it was more of a punishment sort of way when you did something wrong, and it was more severe. And now we've transitioned to an understanding that we don't want to do that to our kids. So we don't want to punish them physically or as severely as before. And so instead, sometimes we do nothing. But nothing is not okay. Nothing won't teach our children. And that's where we need to find a balance. First, we're going to talk about punishment. Punishment means to inflict a penalty because of something someone has done. It's more of an immediate response. For example, if a child swears or says something inappropriate, the parent might punish them by washing their mouth out with soap. Punishment calls for retributive suffering. Punishment is directed at the child himself. Now, discipline is directed more at the objectionable behavior of the child. It is something we do for our child, not to them. Discipline is training that corrects, molds, or perfects. For example, if a child swears, the parent might sit with the child and ask them, "Where did you hear that word?" They might then explain to them why it's a bad word and why they shouldn't say it, so that the child learns for next time. Unfortunately, there is no one correct way to discipline, and that's where the parent is left to use their best judgment. There are numerous variables in child rearing, such as the personality of the parent and of the child, and the parent's own experiences as a child. All of those things matter, and they will determine how you'll discipline your child. I found this great blog post on LDS.org entitled Punishment or Discipline, and the writer gives us some great tips that we can take to discipline our children with love. First, they say it's important that you, as the parent, establish family rules. Just like the Lord gives us commandments and guidelines for our benefit, we as well should set guidelines in our homes so that we can establish a home with harmony, respect, and love. Just like any setting, whether at work, at church, at home, things tend to run more smoothly when there is some type of organization. Each family member should be aware and know of the rules, and they should be open to discuss. Yes, you are the parent, but your child still has a say, and they should be involved in the process as well. When setting rules as a family, it's also important to state the consequences. Let your children know that if a rule is broken, there will be a consequence, and this is what it is. The lack of discipline results in a child believing that they can do whatever they want or say whatever they want, and knowing that the parent won't do anything about it. Remember, the scriptures say, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." In other words, whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. And if the Lord disciplines us when we misbehave, why would we not discipline and correct our own children when they do? I remember as a teenager getting into some heavy arguments with my mother. And a lot of the time, you know, out of frustration, we would both just end up screaming at each other, which definitely did not make anything better. And my poor mom tried her best to maintain control, but sometimes it didn't happen. So parents, it's important that when situations with your kids arise, that you can learn to maintain control. Maintain control of yourself. If you lose control of yourself, then you'll lose control of the situation. True discipline is not emotionally charged. Punishment, on the other hand, is frequently accompanied by a tide of uncontrolled emotion. There is no value in screaming at a child for his misbehavior. Remember, just like you needed to, your child also needs to learn and to grow. And along with that will come mistakes, inevitably, that they're going to make. Learning through experience is vital, and we should allow our children to learn this way as well. One of the things that the writer says is certainly parents should not expect or demand adult behavior from children. However, when well-established family rules are broken, regardless of when or where, we have learned that we must follow through if we are to maintain respect and order in our home. We talked about rules and consequences, and with that needs to come a level of consistency. In order for you to have effective discipline, it needs to be predictable and consistent. It's important that your child understands what the consequences will be if they break a rule. Different rules will have different consequences. Some might be more severe than others, and they need to know exactly what mom and dad will do. If you're not consistent, your child will know that they can get away with doing certain things in certain places without there being a consequence. Sometimes as a parent, you don't want to be harsh on your child, so you might let them get away with some things instead of correcting their behavior. And this causes inconsistency. Your child will see that. They will notice that. The thing is that once you lose that discipline and that respect and that consistency, it'll be very difficult to gain it back. So it's important that you remain true to your word, teach your children that there will always be a consequence no matter where you're at. The purpose of discipline is not merely to gain control. Just because you are the parent and it's your way or the highway, that's not what it's about, and that's not how it works. The purpose of discipline is to teach. It's to help them to learn to be responsible, to be respectful, to grow up and become good members of society. Think about the way that our Heavenly Father disciplines us. Never once have I ever felt that He has corrected me just to prove a point or just because He's superior to me. Every time He has, I've learned something from it. Every time He has, He's taught me something along the way. As a parent, we must correct our child and teach them along the way as well. Help them understand why that decision was wrong help them figure out what they can do for next time. Even though the easiest or fastest answer sometimes might be to scold or just to ignore the behavior, in the end, it's the disciplining and the teaching that will, in the long run, be more effective. Of course, none of this matters if it's not done with love. Whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. I know sometimes that might seem difficult, especially with high emotions and you're in the moment. So sometimes you might have to give your child some space. Let them calm down before you can sit with them and talk to them about what happened. That's okay. It'll give you time to breathe and think and know how to better approach the situation. No matter the discussion, let your child know you love them. You want what's best for them. If there is ever any doubt about what to do in a situation, think about our Heavenly Father. Think about Christ in the scriptures. How did He react? What would they do? How would they teach? To end today's show, I just wanted to quote the writer Lainey Flake. Something that he wrote says, "As we seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost in our sacred work as parents, we can make discipline a natural expression of that love." Thank you guys for tuning in today, and let us know what you thought about today's episode. We'll see you right back here tomorrow for your daily dose of inspiration.